Student government officials at Utah State University say the number of college-aged Utah students who've committed suicide is cause for concern and is reason enough to declare a mental health crisis at all universities here in Utah. By declaring mental health as a crisis at USU, student body officers hope to convince other Utah student associations to work together to convince Utah lawmakers that suicide prevention and other mental health programs are needed and should be a funding priority during the upcoming legislative session.
It really is a resource issue. You know, we're seeing so many people around the state who are suffering from mental health issues. And this crisis really needs to be addressed with funding from the state legislature to combat it head on, and specifically cut down on the wait times at CAPS centers around the state.
That's USU Student Association Student Advocate Vice President Matthew Cluett. He says there is a 4 to 6 week wait list for students hoping to access counseling and psychological services at USU. He says research shows over 100 students enrolled in Utah higher education institutions during the 2014 and 2015 school year attempted suicide, and that 15 of those students were successful.
It's a tragedy, and it's important that our administrators, our students, and our faculty band together to address this crisis head on. I do strongly believe that it is the role of universities to take care of this problem.
Cluett says, according to a 2015 study by the American College Health Association, university students do not have adequate access to information about anxiety and depression, and that mental issues result in higher dropout rates, lower grades, and an increase in mortality rates. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.